This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Special announcement on this hour of the DJV program. You're going to get paid to listen to this program. How about that? What do you think? What are you worth an hour? What are you worth for 2 hours? What are you worth for 3 hours? How'd you like to get a Works Pegasus functional workbench and a sawhorse and a Works 20-volt 3/8-inch drill driver and a Works saw combo? How about that? We're at $300. You'll get it tomorrow. And tomorrow you'll find out how you can get it. How's that for a pretty exciting opportunity?
It probably ships in time for Christmas, I'm guessing.
It does. They'll be there for Christmas. You and I will count on it. Excuse me. Hello. Really? Hey. Who do you think you are? Anyhow, you think you're Jennifer Horn or something? Who the heck do you think you are? 49,000 people right now, right here, right at this moment, are going to receive true joy by listening to Jennifer give us the latest on the hearings. True.
I don't know if I can bring joy with this.
Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schiller. All right. So what's the latest on the ho-hum hearings? That's what I'm calling them. The ho-hum hearings.
It was a little spicy yesterday, actually. Really? Yesterday, there was testimony from legal experts, from constitutional lawyers, Noah Feldman from Harvard, Pamela Carlin from Stanford, Michael Gearhart from University of North Carolina, and Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. And they had their very first day of public judiciary committee hearings. Now, there's something that's going to be coming up next week, but the Democrats that are leading the committee have been very vague about what that is. But they're getting close to a vote on articles of impeachment, I would believe. Before the committee even met, Nancy Pelosi gathered all of the Democrat caucus together and said, okay, are you guys ready for this? Are you ready to move forward? Now's the time to speak up if anybody has any doubts about this. And no one said anything. So Nancy Pelosi feels like she has
the numbers.
Speak
now or forever hold your peace.
And so the media's been saying, oh, well, we don't know if there's going to be articles of impeachment. All right, there's going to be articles of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi's not going to let these guys go home for Christmas and let the momentum die down. Now, what to expect next? Yesterday was a long hearing, a lot of legal perspective from these four people. None of them voted for Trump. None of them are supporters of Trump. Only one of them did not support impeachment. That was the one that they allowed Republicans to invite. Jonathan Turley is his name.
Well, he just said, didn't confirm that none of them voted for Trump. It's just that none of them answered when they asked who voted for Trump.
Well, Jonathan,
when you say voting for Trump, what are we talking about?
They specifically asked them to raise their hand if they voted for Trump, if they supported
Trump. Why would anyone
even and none of them
none of them
responded to that?
Trust me when I tell you this, none of them voted for Trump.
Okay.
I watched the whole day. None of them voted for Trump. And Jonathan Turley said as much. He's the one that would probably be closest. He's the one that wasn't supportive of impeachment. He said, I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I don't like him. I don't like what the phone call was. But his case was, this is a very flimsy argument. And do you want history to look back on this and say that this was a process that was rushed into? And his contention was, you don't have to say no to impeachment, but you need a better case. Now, that was his perspective. Everyone else had already said, yeah, you have enough. What he's done is impeachable according to the framers of the Constitution. You should move forward on it. And they were the three that were invited by the Democrats. And then what was kind of interesting is one of the Republican representatives started going through lots of different things from past presidents and basically made the case, well, okay, every president that we've had has done something impeachable. Right, because there's no definition. Yeah, which was kind of interesting, I thought. I mean, just from a... Look, everybody knows what they feel about this already, so I just watched this like to see how they're kind of framing it and whether or not this is going to shape what politics looks like now in our country, because I believe that we're now on the path. If we don't like somebody, we're just going to start taking them apart. Like, this is probably going to be more regular. So I'm kind of watching it with that around it. And it's interesting. Now, the woman that was testifying, Pamela Carlin, got into a little bit of hot water. She used Barron Trump's name as a joke, as kind of a punchline to a joke. And she was taken to task not only by members of the committee, but by Melania Trump, who said basically you should leave the name of, you know, my underage son out of your mouth. And she did apologize for it later in the day, but that was one of the big headlines from the day as well. So next, what do we see next? Next week, there's going to be a staff council hearing, and there could be votes on articles of impeachment as early as next week in the House Judiciary Committee. So not a full vote, but in the Judiciary. The committee could vote and then move it to the full House, which then they would vote the week of December 16th. And that means before Christmas, this thing could be well underway going into the Senate. We don't know exactly what will be the articles of impeachment, but the crimes that they're toying with based on the hearing yesterday are abuse of power and bribery, obstruction of justice, and obstruction of Congress.
Huh. Wow. Isn't that exciting? Okay, so as long as we're talking about the president, he left London. The footage that we talked about a little bit yesterday actually surfaced, and he saw it, and he took a couple of shots at Justin Trudeau. I don't know if he took any shots at Mr. Macron or Boris, Boring Boris. What was the? Is there any long-term damage done here, Jennifer, do you think, or is it just so much gossip's like talking about some soap opera star?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything long-term done. But so if you missed it, there was a cocktail party at 10 Downing Street with Boris Johnson. And Boris Johnson standing there with Emmanuel Macron and Justin Trudeau. And Justin Trudeau was caught on a hot mic basically making a joke like, oh, we were late because this guy takes 45 minutes of questions from the press before anybody can go anywhere.
So what's wrong with that? I don't know. What's wrong with that?
Because they were criticizing him for doing 122 minutes of Q&A with the press. Now,
why?
I don't know. The press loved it.
The press probably loved it. I think the protocol was supposed to be a lot shorter, and I think that's why Macron got there and Trudeau made a comment like, oh, that's why you're just getting here now, because they were all off schedule.
Clinton was never on time for anything in his life. During his entire presidency, he was late for everything. So whether that has people get short memories, that's not an offense. I don't know. I mean, Trump is not a socially adept, or does he have the acquired skills that would make anybody think that he was going to be worried about what other people were doing or thinking or saying.
I just think if he didn't spend that much time with the media, then the criticism would be that he's
not
going to hide. I mean, he's standing out there having this conversation. I actually saw John Roberts from Fox News saying, I think the president set a record for 122 minutes of Q&A with the press. So after that all happens, then yesterday morning, very early our time, he was sitting with Angela Merkel before their bilateral meeting, and he just answered a few questions as they do before they get started. You know, it's that quick period. Mm-hmm. And so he was back and forth with the media, and he said, and for the schedule the rest of the day, he said, I think we've probably spent enough time doing Q&A. We did that yesterday. So unless anyone objects, I'll probably just be hitting the plane and getting out of here. I'm paraphrasing, obviously,
mm-hmm.
after all of this is over. Right. So then everybody was saying, well, he didn't have the Q&A after NATO, as was scheduled, because everybody was making fun of him for spending too much time with the press. So he was then asked before he shut this down whether or not he had heard those comments by Justin Trudeau and what he thought of them. And he said, yeah, I heard about him, and he's two-faced. He said he's a nice guy, but he doesn't like the fact that I asked him for more money from NATO. And so then the media runs with that story. The president gets ready to leave, and I guess he then gets caught on a hot mic, because there are microphones everywhere, kids.
Everywhere.
Just let this be a lesson to you.
Yeah.
And so then he was caught on hot mic talking to his aide, saying, oh, I made a very funny joke, didn't I? Calling him two-faced was funny.
Was it?
There you go. No, the whole thing is funny to me. It's just ridiculous.
So is there a danger here? I don't know if danger is the right word, of people not taking Trump seriously about anything anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Because these people would have been certainly supportive, Trudeau and Macron and Boris.
Boris Johnson even claims to be friends with Trump, and Trump has called Boris a friend, and Boris was there yucking it up with Macron and Trudeau, so I don't know.
Is he two-faced?
I think this is pretty typical, actually. I think they all must do a lot of backslapping around. I think it's the fact that they got caught on microphone. Well, stabbing, slap, exactly. But I think, I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of love for Trump because he's actually drawn the line asking these guys to pay their fair share for NATO. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. They should be doing that. We shouldn't have to carry the load for everything.
So in this press conference, 122-minute conference, he was asked a lot about the U.S. support of the protesters in Iran, the anti-government people that have been headquartered in Albania and now seem to have moved lock, stock, and barrel into Iran to stir the pot. And so what did he really say? He said, yes, I support them. And then he took it a moment. He said, no. And then it was like, yes, no. I didn't get where he stood at the end of the conversation. I was unclear as to whether he was supporting the anti-government protesters. Was he just trying to stay out of it? Do we have any? It's kind of like Hong Kong. Well, what do you say about the Hong Kong thing? Well, I signed a bill that supports them. So is this? And we can expect.
I didn't see specifically what he said, but I did see that there was a story yesterday from Iran where the president Rouhani. Excuse me, who basically has said he didn't want anything to do with the United States, all of a sudden said, well, maybe we can still talk. I don't know. I don't know exactly. Everybody's ready to make a deal if the deal is what they want it to be.
Mega deal, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so the deal in Georgia, Governor Kemp tapping Kelly Loeffler to replace Senator Johnny Isaacson. First of all, why is Isaacson, he's just retiring, but his term isn't up until a year from now, right? Why is he? Does he get health problems? What's his problem?
I don't know, actually.
Right.
You can Google that. I'm not sure.
So Isaacson, I don't know, is he a Republican, a Democrat? What is he? I don't know that much.
In Georgia, he's a Republican, I'd imagine, yes.
Okay. So Kemp and Kelly Loeffler, they're standing up here. Kemp said yesterday, Loeffler, right there, I know I have a lot of work to do to earn the trust and support of my fellow Georgians. Trump asked Kemp to appoint Representative Doug Collins, but Mitch McConnell expressed his support for Loeffler, so there's a little chasm right there. McConnell said she'd be terrific. Loeffler is a political novice, so this is all.
So Mitch can brainwash her, maybe. That's what he's thinking.
I actually think it's because
she's got
a lot of.
Come to the dark side.
I think she's got a lot of money now. People don't like her because Trump and other Republicans have issued problems with her because she's a big donor to Planned Parenthood. And you're right, Isaacson had health concerns, which is why he's stepping down at the end of the month. But Trump was basically like, don't appoint her. And so everybody says, well, this is kind of a thumb on the nose to Trump from the governor of Georgia, from Governor Kemp. I don't know. I think she's attractive to McConnell because if she spends, which they're saying she will, $20 million to run for her seat next year permanently, then that would probably help some of the other Senate. Exactly. I don't know.
Okay.
But that would probably help some of the other races that he wants to hold. And I'm sure that's what he's looking at strategically.
Christmas time is upon us. It's December the 5th, right? Today is the 5th of December. Have you planned, have you made, somebody sent me, by the way, something from Harry and David. Any of you guilty of that? Because I didn't get a card. There was nothing in it. I got a big box from Harry and David.
I sent Jen Harry and David last year, but no. I didn't send you Harry and David. Harry and David's awesome. I love him.
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't, because I sent it to two people, not to you, because I'm going to actually see you.
Okay, well, I hope I didn't
get a mystery by mistake.
There's no card.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, maybe I sent it by mistake to you.
Well, thank you very much.
You
if you did.
That to North Carolina to my family, if you don't mind.
To anybody and everybody who sent me the big gift. It was really big. It was beautiful.
It's probably meant for like six people.
Thank you very much.
It wasn't fruit, was it?
Yeah, well, no, it was fruit and candy and popcorn and stuff
all
like
right.
that.
All right, we're cool.
So, pears. All right, so much for my pillow. Thanks very much. That was an ad for Harry and David. All right, 21 after the hour in the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Surprise Christmas music for Mariah Carey, 23 and change at the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me. But all I want for Christmas is you. Now, the announcement has been made. It's going to have its own Amazon documentary. Amazon releasing a trailer for this new documentary called Mariah Carey is Christmas. Is she? I don't think she's Christmas.
Sure.
I think it's a song. You think so? Is this easy?
Well, she is definitely... She's taken ownership of Christmas, let's say, put it that way.
Well, this film dives into the history of Mariah's hit, which has now become a holiday classic. Actually, first aired in 1994 with the advent of the movie Love Actually. That's where it came from. In addition to an interview with
Love
Carey.
Actually was 2002.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a song, but it was
a song, but it was already.
I don't remember this
popular.
Song before that. Was it really?
Oh,
I don't remember.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, you couldn't get away from
where
it.
I was. Anyway, there's an interview with Mariah herself. Documentary also features insights from Randy Jackson. Is that the Randy Jackson was on? Same guy, right?
Yep. He's a producer. Yeah. Dog.
Dog, right. Industry. See, he'd be good back on one of those shows. I always thought he was very good.
I thought he was cheesy, but I missed him.
And weren't he? Wasn't he friends with what's his face? I thought they
Simon.
Were good friends.
Simon. Yeah. Yeah. Well, but Simon hasn't been on that show. He's not connected to that show
Simon
anymore.
Well, let Simon bring him on to the other show that he's on instead of trading out the girls all the time. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back at Mariah Carey, there's an interview with Trey Lorenz, who's a backup singer, been with Mariah Carey for a long time. This year, the song appeared on the Rolling Stone charts as early as the 1st of November, coming in at 62, number 62 on the list of the top 100 songs. Mariah Carey's Christmas will premiere exclusively on Amazon later on this month. The latest mini documentary produced by the streaming platform Amazon, followed by films about the Beastie Boys, the Notorious B.I.G., and Sharon Van Etten. Who's Sharon Van Etten? Anybody know?
I think she's a blues singer.
Really? The Notorious B.I.G., he's still dead, right?
Biggie is still dead. R.I.P.
Okay. In late November, Amazon also rolled out a Christmas special
from Casey Musgraves. Now, that ought to be pretty good. Anybody seen that?
That was cute, yeah.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
I watched it and decorated my apartment, put all my lights up and my wreath, after Thanksgiving. It was very cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know why all young women singers have to sing like this.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean?
Casey, I don't know anyone who sings like Casey Musgraves.
It's a new style of, they sing to their nose or something.
Alicia Keys in that bunch there.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they all sound the same. I don't think she does.
No, I don't think Casey sounds like anybody else.
I think she sounds very similar to Dolly when she was younger.
Old school,
yeah. That's very funny.
All right, so Jennifer, you're outvoted on that one.
That's all right.
She has one of the most, like, clear, beautiful voices I've ever heard.
But I would agree with you that most of the other pop female singers today all sound the same to me.
They, like, sing through their... It's not even that they sound the same. It's that they all try to sing through
their nose. All I want for Christmas is you.
Sound like my grandma.
I know. I am.
Like a grandparent thing to say.
Sorry.
They sing through their nose.
That's why I can't watch American Idol in the voice anymore. It drives me crazy.
So, by the way, how is that masked singer?
So good.
Who's been the one the most recent?
Last night we watched it, and Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child was unmasked.
She sings?
Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
the biggest girl group of all time. Yeah.
Biggest,
not
no,
Michelle Williams. The,
not true.
You're thinking the actor.
The Shirelles are the biggest girl group of all time. Please. Yes. And, yes, please.
All right. So this is like Grandpa and Grandma Radio now.
Leave us alone, kid.
It's better than Curmudgeon and Curmudgeon-y Radio, I suppose. 28 after the hour. Hello. Merry Christmas. Not too early to wish you Merry Christmas. Don't forget we give away all that stuff tomorrow here on the DJV Show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and said 2.1 million were not working. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Another new day. It's Thursday, December the 5th. I'm Doug Steffen, masterfully in control and in charge of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Well, I'm expecting a snicker from Victoria at most any moment because actually nobody's masterfully in control.
What did you call Karen me yesterday? The snickerdoodle twins?
Yeah. Yes. I like that. All right, so where are we here? Looks like it's Victoria's turn to talk about some people who are in the news. People, we love people. We have lots and lots of people. So who do we have? Let's Justin Timberlake's a good place to start, right?
It is, yes. And so the backstory on this, in case you haven't heard, it's sort of the grope heard around the world, but Justin Timberlake...
And seen around the world as well.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, was this last week or the week before?
I don't even remember now.
He is filming a movie called Palmer, and he's in New Orleans, and after one of the days of shooting, he and the rest of the crew, including his co-star, a female co-star, I forget her name right now, anyway, so they all went to a bar called Absinthe House in New Orleans off of Bourbon Street. They were up on one of those, you know, classic, iconic balconies. They were partying, lots and lots of glasses of shots and everything you could see. Some fan filmed the whole thing from across the street. Streets are very narrow there, so you could be on another balcony and easily just film what was going on. And so Justin Timberlake looked completely hammered. He was sitting down, and he had a bunch of shots in front of him. He was drinking a ton. His female co-star is in and out of the video. She, at one point, is resting her hand on his knee, and then at another point, they're holding hands, and he's got both of his hands on top of her hand. Then her hand kind of creeps up into his inner thigh, and she's sort of resting on his leg, on his inner thigh. And then eventually he gets up and leaves, and some other girl pulls him away, probably an assistant. And he was so drunk that he literally was leaning up against the building as he's walking out. So it was not a good look, and he has remained completely silent about this. Jessica Biel, naturally, she's in L.A. with their son where they live, and the paparazzi started following her around to see if she was still wearing her wedding ring. He was not wearing his wedding ring. He's also sort of always known to be wearing his wedding ring. So there were a lot of really, it was not a good look on for anybody, for his co-star, for him, for Jessica Biel, not a good look. Now, he has remained completely silent. His reps have not issued any statements. But last night on Instagram, he actually put out his own statement, and I'll read it for you. He said, "I stay away from gossip as much as I can, but for my family, I feel it's important to address recent rumors that are hurting the people that I love. A few weeks ago, I displayed a strong lapse in judgment, but let me be clear, nothing happened between me and my co-star. I drank way too much that night, and I regret my behavior. I should have known better. This is not the example I want to set for my son. I apologize to my amazing wife and family for putting them through such an embarrassing situation, and I'm focused on being the best husband and father I can be. This was not that. I'm incredibly proud to be working on Palmer and looking forward to continuing to make this movie and excited for people to see it." So that is the official word from JT himself.
So is that it? Case closed. Next. I mean, why wouldn't we believe? He hasn't done anything in his past, has he, that would make that an unbelievable statement?
No.
Jessica Biel. I don't know. I think that things kind of ended on a little bit of a shady note when he was with Cameron Diaz for like 9 years, and he had a crush on Jessica Biel, and I think they were maybe sort of still together when he kind of put the moves on Jessica Biel. But other than that,
I don't think we've heard anything. I mean, he wrote Cry Me a River and accused her of cheating, but she also accused him of cheating on her, so... I don't know.
Yeah,
she
I don't
might
know.
Be a little.
Well, you know, watching the video of it, the pictures kind of you kind of linger there with her hand on his thigh. But then when you watch the video, he and that co-star, I forget her name now. She's kind of an unknown. They were really chummy. So Karen and I were saying off the air, and they play a love interest in this movie. I wouldn't be stoked if I was Jessica Biel that he's still on a set far away and he still has to, like, make out with this girl for his job. I wouldn't love that if I was Jessica.
All right. Well, I have no judgment one way or another. I think that I've always liked Jessica Biel. She's always been somebody that I thought was really kind of special, kind of cool. I like the way she acts, like the way she looks, so if anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt, I guess it's her, but why not give them both the benefit of the doubt and see if it happens again? It's something to talk about. What I'm more interested in, another sort of personality that's always in front of us is Melania Trump. Apparently, somebody's tried to bring Barron into the impeachment. What is that?
Yeah, it was what we talked about earlier today about the.
I didn't hear that part of it.
Did you tune out? Yeah, she said
I tune out when I talk about the impeachment. I tune out.
I guess that Trump isn't a king and that he can name his kid Barron, but he'll never be a Barron. And that was kind of.
That's a stupid thing to say.
All of this stuff about these people.
Leave the kid out of it.
Yeah. For God's sake. Have some
That's
class.
Somebody who's trying to, be, like, quippy and wants
and
to.
Be a star.
Yeah, and wants to have a meme. Like, that's just, whatever.
Melania
tweeted right away, though. She's a tough mama. I mean, say what you will about what she puts up with. When it comes to Barron, she jumps
What kind of a father is he? Does he pay attention to Barron? How much attention does Brandon get?
I don't know. We don't. I mean, she definitely is the one that is always jumping to his defense for sure.
But the woman, I don't know who said that, but the woman who said it is also kind of a dumbass because Baron isn't even
Pamela
named after.
Pamela Carlin is her name.
Yeah, well, Pamela, do some homework because Baron is named after the financial newspaper in New York, the Baron newspaper. So he's not even. Oh. It's not named after royalty. So do some
and
homework.
I think
next
Baron
time.
Is spelled with two R's, and isn't the other
it
kind
is.
Of Baron spelled with one R?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Next, Willie Nelson says he's no longer going to smoke grass. He's off it. Because apparently he's having a hard time breathing, and he's finally figured out that he better stop.
He can't
stop.
Smoke anything except his COPD inhaler at this point.
Yeah. Was that at the CMA Awards that he was performing?
Yeah. Oh,
and
yes. Yeah.
It was just, I mean, you could see in the performance that he could barely get a breath in.
Struggling.
And people were worried he was going to, like, pass out on the stage, so... Yeah, maybe a good thing for him to finally learn.
Yeah, right. It's about, well, I was going to say it's about time. It's one of those, just one of those things, if you will. The woman who lied on her resume and faked glowing references to land a high-paying job with the Australian regional government has been sentenced to a year in prison. This lady's name is Veronica Hilda Theriault, convicted of deception, dishonesty, and abuse of public office. Relating to her application for the chief information officer role, which came with an annual salary of $270,000. That's Australian money, a little less than the U.S. She worked in the position with South Australia's Department of the Premier and Cabinet for over a month before being fired. So I guess the news here is that she, you know, there are a lot of people who submit fraudulent resumes for
this
jobs.
This lady was ballsy.
Boy, yeah. She was, wasn't she?
Should she go to jail?
She is going
to jail for a year.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Should she?
Yeah, but listen to what she did, though. She played her, like, when they called for a reference, she was the person who faked her she pretended to be her own former boss.
Shame it, right?
Yeah, and she gave herself a glowing review. On her LinkedIn profile, now this is the ballsiest of all, she put a picture of Kate Upton as her profile picture instead of herself.
Really?
Now, how do you not see someone who's clearly not Kate Upton walking through the door for the interview when that's her picture on LinkedIn? I mean, she really
went... She photographs well.
She went really above and beyond. And then after she got the job, she also hired her brother, who had no qualifications. So I think that the reason that she's going to jail, and this is, a 2-year jail sentence, the reason that this is all happening is because it was a publicly paid position. So this was public fraud, essentially.
The public trust has been disturbed. Chris Martin says he was a homophobe. Remember him, the lead singer of Coldplay? He was interviewed, and somehow or other they got around to navigating through his years in school, and he said he was very upset with people who were gay.
I read, actually, that's kind of not really what he said. This has been taken out of context because I actually saw the interview with Rolling Stone that he did.
So what was the way
he was talking about? He was in an all-boys school in England when he was growing up, and that there was a ton of bullying going on, and that if you were different or not an athlete or whatever, you were called gay, and there was a ton of...
Isn't it interesting how that can be misinterpreted, though? So you look at the headline, you read a few sentences,
and
you get the entirely different, the wrong idea.
Exactly.
And you wonder how often that happens in any story about anything, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, basically, he said he was bullied a lot because he was more of a creative type. And as we know now, he's, you know, lead singer of one of the biggest bands in the world. But he said at the time, you know, he didn't even know what sexuality was. He was a young kid. He was like 14, 15. So in his mind, because everyone kept accusing him of being gay, he thought being gay was a bad thing. And so he said he was quite homophobic at that age. And then he realized he gained some confidence as he got older and said, you know what, maybe I am going to be gay. Who cares? And then he said, and then the bullying stopped after that. So, yeah, the context of that headline and what he actually said is totally different.
Police Commander Kenneth Johnson, 32-year veteran of the Chicago Police Department. This is another day, another, I suppose in this case, another dollar. He pled guilty yesterday to stealing $360,000 in Social Security payments intended for his dead mother.
Wow.
How do you like that? There's another... Let's hear it for Chicago. Good God. The prosecutors requested that he be sentenced to 18 to 24 months in the slammer. So yesterday the mayor fired the police superintendent. This guy was, I think, number two or number three. You know, so you can see how, you know, the corruption in the police department, it goes right to the top.
But I applaud the new mayor. I give her a lot of credit because she is definitely, she's not being soft on any of this. And so she seems to be at least attempting to clean up some of the corruption.
Yeah. Today is National Repeal Day, back to 1933 in our memory of December 5th, following the signature of President Roosevelt. The U.S. ended its 13-year experiment with the increasingly unpopular prohibition of alcohol. Popular opinion tends to suggest that prohibition failed. It did, for sure. Look at all the millionaires, gajillionaires it made out of the bootleggers. And it cut the alcohol consumption in half during the 1920s. But that also meant tax revenues from alcohol were zeroed out as well. So anyway, it's repeal day. We repealed. That kind of stuff never works. It's kind of like telling people you can't smoke marijuana or do other things that are not good. Do you want to do it? They're going to do it.
Have large soft drinks, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. That's exactly right. No
well,
matter who
that
says
actually
it
did work in that sense. Yeah.
Well, it did kind of because it was an educational campaign.
Yeah.
Matter of anything else. But so that's the story of National Repeal Day. Jennifer, what do we have on television tonight, please?
Well, if you want to get in the holiday spirit, go to ABC because they've got the Charlie Brown Christmas special. That's at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, a brand new movie that they're doing. This is along the same vein that Hallmark does their Christmas movies. It's called Same Time Next Christmas, and it stars Lea Michele. So you can check that out at 9 o'clock on ABC. CBS is all new tonight with Young Sheldon, The Unicorn, Mom, Carol's Second Act, and Evil at 10 o'clock. And then a Court Cam premieres tonight on A&E. This is a
Court
series
Cam.
Here. Yeah, you've seen
this
all
is
the
like
weird
cab,
stuff.
Cab cam or whatever that thing is called.
Exactly, cash cab. You've seen all the weird stuff that law enforcement has to confront on A&E's live PD. Now the network is giving a look at the craziness that can play out inside America's courtroom. So if you watch live PD, you might love Court Cam. The
Who
series premiere on A&E
to watch
at
stuff
nine.
Like that.
I don't know. I'll tell you something.
Don't
the more I see that show on CBS on Monday, All Rise, that's an excellent show. Give it, if you have if you have some time, just check it. It's a very, very well done show. Very good stories. The people that are in it are likable. It's just a good concept, a good show. So that's
Bravo also has Project Runway tonight, by the way, the season premiere of that at 9:30.
Can I try a MyPillow commercial again?
Let's do it.
Let's try one more time to do a MyPillow commercial instead of whatever it was that I did in the last half hour. One of the things that people are talking about, not the the comfort of the pillows, I think, speaks for itself. We all know about MyPillow and how fabulous the shaping and noodling of the pillow is as you go to sleep. They have all kinds of other assets that you can look at MyPillow.com. The newest, however, the newest towel, this towel six-pack, has done phenomenally well. And I think it speaks to a couple of things. First of all, people trust the MyPillow name. Secondly, these are towels that, actually work. They actually dry you. What a concept. And thirdly, they're made in the United States with products, the cotton comes from the USA. So this guy, Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO at MyPillow, really is pretty smart when it comes to understanding what the customer wants. We want things that are made in America, that service us well, and have a guarantee. 60-day money-back guarantee with anything that you see at MyPillow.com. And, I was about to say MyTowel.com. No, it's MyPillow.com. The DJV code will get you from 30 to 66% off, depending on the product that you want to buy for Christmas. Great Christmas presents, MyPillow.com. Get great discounts, great products, and a guarantee, MyPillow.com, code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Time is 53 past the hour, Thursday in your ear. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is in charge of Tech Talk with several stories every day that hit you right between the eyes, or the ears, if you will, because they're important. Now, this Instagram thing, I just said to Victoria, okay, so now we have to provide our birthday? She says, you're all set because you're already on Instagram. But I don't understand how you don't fake your way through this. Explain, please.
Okay, so the new rule is that Instagram is going to start requiring all users to provide their birthdays when they make a new account. Now, the new requirement is active already right now, and it's geared towards creating age-appropriate experiences for the users. So a user's age might produce different recommended privacy settings. It can generate in-app information about staying safe online and things like that. Birthdays will be hidden from other users, and existing users don't have to add their birthdays for now. Users have to be at least 13 to join Instagram. And in addition to the birth date requirement, Instagram will also start allowing people to block messages from other people that they don't follow, and also give business and creator accounts the power to restrict minors from viewing their posts. Essentially, all of this is about protecting minors. Instagram says that it won't verify the birth dates, but it believes that people will be honest about their birthdays. And that's where the skepticism comes in. They said eventually they're going to rely on artificial intelligence to help actually determine the real birthdays of the users. So as of right now, Instagram employees can roughly estimate users' ages by going through their posts that say happy birthday. And so sometimes there's a number in the background. They can kind of figure out how old someone is. It's also trained or it also has trained machine learning software to predict users' ages and gender, and it looks at the posts that people make, the hashtags they use, and things like that. So generally, legislators and users have scrutinized Instagram for its stronghold over minors' attention. Kids get on Instagram, and they're there for hours and hours and hours, more than any other social media platform. Teens in particular have complained of bullying and so and inappropriate content that's being shown to them because there was no age differentiation, essentially, between, you know, if Doug goes on and if a 12-year-old is on Instagram. So
Doug would be right in the same league with a 12-year-old, maybe not even up to what the 12-year-old can do on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, essentially what Instagram's trying to do, they're trying to be more responsible. They want to tailor the experience so that even the ads that you see, like, essentially they don't want younger kids to see diet ads, which is appropriate. They don't want them to see alcohol ads, you know, Juul pods, things like that that you occasionally will see. So they want to make sure that kids aren't seeing that. I think it's a good first step. I think parents need to also be more involved and know if your kid has an Instagram account or if your kid also has a fake Instagram account, so called Finsta. So it's these things you have to kind of be on top of, but I think this is a step in the right direction.
All right, good information. I'm going to have to start using Instagram. I mean, really start using it, I think.
Well, following your son and your daughter-in-law is pretty entertaining, I will say that.
They are pretty entertaining. Okay, Baby Yoda. Ah, man, am I upset about this. This is something.
You're the only person on the planet.
Baby Yoda is everywhere, but you won't be able to buy him for the holidays. Let's find out why that is.
The Geek Out. It is the Christmas gift that will most certainly be most in demand, but you can't have it. Not unless you go to the dark side. The Disney Plus runaway hit The Mandalorian is winning largely because of Baby Yoda, who has almost certainly risen to the top of the most adorable Star Wars creatures of all time. Problem is, to keep the introduction of that little bugger a secret, Disney couldn't farm out production of any toys or plushies in time for this holiday season. The time required to make and distribute toys would have certainly led to the leaks and sneak peeks we see in other movie-related products. So now don't be surprised if you see Baby Yoda knockoffs. Don't buy those. Those are the dark side. Just wait for the real thing, which we're told will arrive very soon.
Next up, shares of Peloton, the bike startup. We talked about this thing with, what, $2,500 or something yesterday?
Yes, the bike itself is about $2,400, and then you have to pay $40 a month. They dropped the $40 a month subscription fee to like $19.99 a month, and then we had the big the stock took a tumble with that actually, but then it's
but
a
how is this company worth
this.
$9 billion? I haven't even heard of them before.
Oh, they're everywhere. But the thing is that ad, the holiday ad where the skinny woman is given a Peloton by her husband and then a year later, lost 2 pounds or whatever. Yeah, so that ad has been called confusing, sexist, classist, and it is really, it's amazing how much this ad has affected people. It's also affected Peloton. Yesterday, Bloomberg reported that the company lost $942 million in their market value. In one single.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.